Well, it's Wednesday morning, January 6th. Wanted to do an update on the vaccines and escape mutants. There's been a fair amount of discussion of this on various analysts who thought the variants would not be able to escape from the vaccines because the vaccines target the whole spike protein, and the mutations do one amino acid at a time. However, it's well known that there are escape mutants and that there are immunodominant regions, and two of those regions are the N-terminal domain as well as the receptor binding domain in the spike protein. The N-terminal domain is affected by the deletions that are in both of the variants, that the UK variant or B.1.1.7 has three deletions in the N-terminal domain at positions 69, 70, and 145. And then a little further upstream, the South African or 501.V2 variant has three amino acids that are missing. So they would both affect antibodies that target the N-terminal domain. In addition, there's the potential of antibodies targeting the receptor binding domain, and a paper, a preprint, just came out from the Bloom Lab in Seattle, and they basically looked at various receptor binding domains to see if any would domain changes to see if any of those mutations would deplete neutralizing antibody from convalescent serum. So they basically passed the serum over beads that had a receptor binding domain that would pull out antibodies that targeted the various mutations. They would do these mutations one at a time, and then they would take the resulting serum to see how well it neutralized. And what they found was that one of the changes in particular, which is at position 484, E484K, is found in many isolates, including the South African variant. And they found that there was some variation from patient to patient, but that many of the patients had antibodies that targeted that, and their antibody neutralization titers would fall tenfold after the serum was deleted with the beads with that particular mutation. That result has raised concerns that the current vaccine may not be effective against the V, the 501 dot V2 or South African variant. And that is one of the reasons that Moderna was talking about changing targets and actually using the South African variant as a target for a new set of mRNA vaccines that would be used as a third shot for those that got the first two shots. So that's essentially the update. It indicates that there are going to be issues with the vaccines and these variants, in contrast to some of the media reports that were poo-pooing the idea that these viruses could escape in any near-term situation. They talked about escape after several years, but these data would indicate that for the South African variant, they already can escape from convalescent serum, which would be analogous to the types of antibodies that would be generated with the current vaccine.